Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is Tuesday, August 23rd. This is our weekly look at news and people around the Jags organization. Now, the Jaguars are two games into the preseason, and they're poised for the dress rehearsal game this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's Sunday night at 8 o'clock at Everbank Field. We'll go on air Sunday on Jaguars Radio at 5 o'clock on 1010XL with the Public's Tailgate Show. And then at 7 o'clock, it's countdown to kickoff on the entire Jaguars Radio Network. Today on the podcast, we'll take a look at the preseason Week 2 game last week against the Bucks, and look ahead to the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday Night Football. Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, and Michelle Tafoya will have the call for NBC. Let's get to some headlines from around the Jaguars organization. We start last Friday with the official groundbreaking of Daly's Place, the amphitheater and flex field project on the south end of Everbank Field. Jags owner Shad Khan understands what this could do for the Jaguars' bottom line and that of the city of Jacksonville.
The greatest cities in America don't ask for permission to move forward. They dream big, make decisions, and take action. Every city has potential, and it's a matter of recognizing it and then making the most of it. Jacksonville, as we see today now, is making most of the potential, and I, along with a lot of other people, just love it. So, you know, my aspiration is we no longer want to settle for being underrated. We no longer want to be a well-kept secret. We want to be a city where groundbreaking ceremonies and ribbon cuttings happen with regularity, and where our people, all of us, come together to make unbelievable things happen.
Khan, along with team and city officials, grabbed shovels and hard hats for the official groundbreaking, and then everyone went inside Everbank Field to watch a presentation of the final design on the world's largest video boards before heading inside the U.S. Assure Club West for a champagne toast. And as Khan said, anytime you can drink champagne at 9:30 a.m., that's a good day. The renderings are incredible to see, and you can check out the full presentation video on Jaguars.com. The amphitheater off the south end of the stadium will seat around 5,500 and will be connected to the flex field. The Jags will use the flex field for indoor practices, but it could also be used on college and NFL game days in a number of other ways and throughout the week, too. In addition, the Jags said they plan to have a Saturday night concert at Daly's Place ahead of each Sunday home game in 2017. Construction is expected to be completed in May, with the first events held by Memorial Day 2017. Let's move to football. We start with a look back to the preseason Week 2 game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The offensive starters looked good for a second straight week. And minus an opening three and out, the Jags starters scored touchdowns on the next two drives, including a 14-yard connection between Blake Bortles and running back T.J. Yeldon, and a 24-yard strike from Bortles to wide receiver Allen Hurns.
It was kind of some things we had done during the week and had a feeling on what the safety was going to do, and had to give time for Hurns to work and get open. So it was kind of a pre-snap deal that I knew I was going to throw to him. And I think that just comes with reps and being in the same system for a while.
Over the first 2 weeks of the preseason, the Jags starters have scored on 4 out of 5 possessions for a total of 24 points. Part of that was again the play of the offensive line, with center Brandon Linder returning to the field coming off a groin injury. Luke Jokel again started at left tackle, and his play caught the eye of Jags head coach Gus Bradley.
He did a really nice job. I think it was Luke's most physical game that he's played as a Jag, you know, where he showed up and just, you know, really an intent to be physical. You know, I think sometimes people will play more physical when they really understand their assignments and their job, and he's on it now. And so that part of the game, I think, is really picked up for him. Did a good job in protection and in the run game.
Defensively, the starters played only 17 snaps, but as a whole, some of the points of emphasis on that side of the ball continued to show.
I just like the energy that the team brought. They overall had 84 offensive plays. Only 6 explosive plays came up in those 84. So that's a good sign. I thought third down showed up again as well on the year, the 2 preseason games anywhere. I think we're 76% in third down, which is a good sign that some of the emphasis and practice is paying off, at least in preseason. But, you know, the 2 forced turnovers, 1 interception, then another one, an interception for a touchdown. You know, good signs about the ball. Managed 14 points off of those, with the offense scoring off of Gratz's interception.
Cornerback Jalen Ramsey made his debut Saturday night against the Bucks and made his impact felt immediately. On the second play from scrimmage, Ramsey tackled Bucks running back Charles Sims III for a 6-yard loss. And after the game, Ramsey was overflowing with confidence.
We knew Tampa was going to make the corners tackle. Maybe unlike some other corners, I'm not ordinary. I feel like I'm the prototypical corner. I'm 6'2", 210 pounds. I'm not dodging any wreck. I'm getting in there. So I knew that was part of their game plan, to make the corners tackle, and I wasn't going to let my teammates or my coaches down.
The rookie finished his night with three tackles against the Buccaneers. And yes, the penalty bug bit the Jags again this week. 13 accepted penalties for 121 yards, 11 of those penalties in the first half. Now, a couple of those were thrown on the Jaguars coaching staff for coming on the field of play. That's a point of emphasis by NFL officials in the preseason after the Steelers-Bengals playoff game a year ago. Now, what to watch this week is the Jags prep for the Cincinnati Bengals. Number one, the status of Kelvin Beachum. The former Steelers left tackle has not played in the preseason yet with the Jags, trying to gain confidence in a torn anterior cruciate ligament suffered last year. Gus Bradley is confident he could see time this weekend.
Our hopes is that everything goes smooth in practice this week, so he has a chance to play on Sunday. We'll see. He's made really good progress. He got some practice reps. He's feeling his confidence level is there. We hope everything falls into place this week.
How long do the starters go is another question. This is the first week the Jaguars actually put together a game plan to sign for an opponent, and usually that third preseason game is the week where starters play into the third quarter. Can the offense carry what they've been doing deeper into a game, and can the defense get some pressure on the Bengals quarterbacks finally? Jaguars television is getting underway this week. The debut of Jaguars All Access was Monday night at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale with special guest quarterback Blake Bortles. And the series debut of Jaguars Weekend on the Jaguars television network airs Saturday night at 10:30 on Channel 4 in Jacksonville. Jaguars radio continues to roll as well. Listen to the Gus Bradley Show Thursday night at 6 o'clock on the Jaguars radio network, followed by Jaguars Thursday on 1010XL in Jacksonville. That's at 7 o'clock with Tony Baselli, Jeff Lagerman, and myself. As always, a special thanks to Jaguars manager of radio, Joe Fortunato, and thanks to you for listening. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and this is the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.